Well, here's something I didn't know. And if I didn't know, then I think that probably nobody else knew, because I think that I know everything about Hillary Clinton. And I think actually everybody thinks they know everything about Hillary Clinton. Did you know that the International Council on Women's Business Leadership was founded by Secretary Hillary Clinton at the State Department in 2011? The council examines the most pressing issues and problems in international business and economic policy as they specifically pertain to women's economic participation and development. The council is comprised of members who are global leaders in both the private and public sectors and possess a wide variety of expertise and interest in the role of women in international business, economic policy development, and global economic development. Now, this is a really big deal, and it's important that people know, because we need to get on board with reality regarding Hillary Clinton. I know it's so much fun criticizing her. It's so much fun repeating the slanders by Bernie Sanders. Nothing could be more fun than looking at old grandpa yelling and screaming about everything is unfair and rigged against him and against everybody else. And the fact is, yeah, it's true. Life is unfair. It's extremely unfair. And then there are people who have been working within the system to try to make it more fair. And Bernie Sanders is in that group. And so is Hillary Clinton. So let's not lose sight of this important fact that no one owns righteousness here. No one owns the right path to social justice. It takes a lot of us to get there. A lot of different voices. We sometimes don't agree, but we do agree that social justice is important. And so I hope we also agree that even if we don't like the candidates, whether it's Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton, we at least show respect for their courage, for standing up for what they believe in. And it's really hard to be a socialist Democrat in this country. Not as hard as it is to be a woman, not as hard as to be a public woman like Hillary Clinton, but it's still hard. And let's respect these challenging paths that these two extraordinary people have chosen in the name of public service. Because you know what? Both of them, either of them, they don't have to do this. They're doing this because they want to see a better United States. They want to be better for all of us.